And the Iranian armed forces have held a massive naval parade in the Sea of Oman in the presence of President Hassan Rouhani and top military commanders. The parade was held near the southern port city of Jask. More than 100 Navy vessels took part in the parade. It included domestically built warships, submarines, and missile-equipped speedboats. The massive show of naval might wrapped up 7 days of major military exercises by the four divisions of the Iranian armed forces. The latest weapons developed by the armed forces were field-tested during the drills. The maneuvers covered 2.2 million square kilometers on land and at sea from southern Iran to the southern parts of the Gulf of Aden. Our correspondent Amir Mehdi Kazemi joins us now on the line from the southern Iranian port city of Jask to tell us more about the final day of these massive military drills and also about the naval parade that took place in the Sea of Oman and the conclusion of the drills.
Well, Bardia, as you earlier mentioned, this is the biggest military drill ever conducted exclusively by the Iranian army and its different branches, including the Iranian ground forces of the army, Iranian air force, the navy, as well as the Khatam al-Anbiya air defense headquarters. Of course, today, the last day of the drill, which included the seventh day of the military exercise dubbed Muhammad Rasulullah, or Muhammad the Prophet of God, was attended by the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on one of the Iranian Navy vessels, in which he observed the different the submarines, ships, speedboats, Navy helicopters passing by. Of course, this adds to the significance of this maneuver, which covers a wide area from land and sea, stretching all the way from the east of the Strait of Hormuz to the north of the Indian Ocean to the south of the Gulf of Aden. Elsewhere, the commander of the Iranian Navy has said that he is quite satisfied with the results of this drill, which demonstrated a wide series of Iranian-made equipment and weaponry, or weapons that have been modified by Iranian experts. And this was an exclusive opportunity for the Iranian Navy, one, to test fire its domestic and indigenous weapons and indigenous electronic warfare, and at the same time maintain its readiness in protecting the southern waters of Iran. As you know, Iran holds the largest coastline in the entire Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman region. In addition to the Strait of Hormuz, more than 1,800 kilometers of this shore belongs to the Islamic Republic of Iran. And historically, Iran has been holding the responsibility of maintaining security and stability in this region. But another development, the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has also said and told the Iranian Navy that he's quite satisfied, and he's also given a thumbs up to the success of this drill. At the same time, Iran sends a clear message out. It seems that the Islamic Republic, as it has mentioned clearly before, is quite unsatisfied with the foreign military presence in the region that includes the Navy vessels belonging to the United States and recently the United Kingdom in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman region. According to Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayyari, the commander-in-chief of the Iranian Navy, the drill sends out a clear message to Iran's neighbors of peace and friendship for the Iranian neighbors. Iran insists that countries in the region and their cooperation is the key to maintaining security and stability. Iran is quite opposed to the foreign military presence in the region. Iranian officials believe that through joint cooperation between the countries in the region, they can maintain stability without the foreign intervention, and especially the foreign military presence in the region. Now, this has been this major development is expected to be held at the same time next year, and Navy officials say that they are expecting more advanced, more mobilized weapons and in a wider area in the next similar drill, which will be held at the same time next year. Adio.
Thank you very much, Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV's correspondent, joining us from Jask in southern Iran.